She was going to get the Lifetime Achievement Award a couple of years back already.
Really?
Yes.
No, they have decided मेरा पैकअप हो गया ना, रिटायर.
And
Yeah.
you know, honestly, I'm just a greedy person and a greedy actor. You know, when Shakuntala released on OTT, I didn't know how this worked at all because, you know, I didn't know of any other films. But I have to tell you, as an actor, it also made me extremely nervous to play Maya Menon. So I actually said no to the film.
There's something that can make Vidya Balan nervous.
Koimoi.com.
Hello and welcome to Koi Moi. This is Shubham Kulkarni, and this interview in particularly is very exciting for me because it is for a film that has haunted me for a month at least, and it will continue to. Now, there are two actors I admire the most in Bollywood, and here they are. Welcome to Koi Moi, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Shubham.
You're
How has the
welcome.
film haunted you for a month? I'm
So
just
I
curious
no no
because
no
of the
the,
trailer.
yes. The trailer, then the film, and the entire process of
True.
it. It took
True.
me a day to write the review. Because
Wow.
was like, ये हुआ क्या है मेरे साथ एग्जैक्टली?
Wow. That's good. Yeah, that's
So,
wonderful.
yeah. So I'll start this interview, this conversation, recalling the last time I spoke with Shefali. And she told me how she was going to get the Lifetime Achievement Award a couple of years back already.
Really?
Yes.
No,
And
they have
you.
decided मेरा पैकअप हो गया ना,
Oh,
रिटायर.
like
लाइफ
that. But here
टाइम
you are.
रिटायरमेंट अवार्ड.
But here you are, the one of the busiest actors amid the pandemic. तो ऐसा बोल सकते हैं कि लाइफटाइम अचीवमेंट अवार्ड सेरेमनी अब इट्स पुश्ड फॉर एटलीस्ट अ डेकेड?
यस प्लीज, थैंक गॉड. आई रियली होप सो, आई रियली होप
नो,
सो.
डेकेड इज टू सून. ओके.
या लाइक सम 35 डेकेड्स.
या
या
35 years, 40, 50 years.
या
उससे ज्यादा होगा तो भी वी वोंट कंप्लेन. We are
या
happy. But that also, since we are talking about the busiest actors, Vidya, you have this is the third OTT release, right? When people were so confused about the release format, you were giving films after films. Have you found the comfort zone considering the freedom the OTT space gives?
You know, honestly, I'm just a greedy person and a greedy actor. You know, when Shakuntala released on OTT, I didn't know how this worked at all because, you know, I didn't know of any other films that were made for the theater that then released on OTT. Shakuntala was probably the second film that released on
Yes.
OTT during the pandemic, but it brought us so much love that I was like, oh, you know, suddenly something switched. I thought I didn't know whether people would watch the film, but the number of people who watched the film was really astounding. And then Sherni happened. Again,
Yeah.
Sherni was meant for a theatrical release, but the second lockdown happened, so Sherni also went to OTT.
OTT.
And then that's where the greed started, I think. So when conversations were on about Jalsa, we realized that, I think Vikram Malhotra most importantly realized that Amazon Prime would be the best platform for Jalsa because it is universal in theme. And you know, it Amazon Prime, for example, takes you to 240 countries and territories at one go. So the reach is so wide. And
That's true.
here, theaters were still operating at 50% occupancy and people weren't really going to the theaters. So we just felt like this was the best thing to happen for
Yes.
you know, for our film. So I think I'm greedy. Whatever is best for the film, I want that. Tomorrow, if you tell me it's best if you release a film on the mobile phone, I'll be like, great. Whatever is gonna get more people to watch my film.
That's so true. But then, take me back to the first time Suresh Triveni narrated you this script, because here is a man who made the most adorable slice of life film, and he goes to make this haunting, unsettling movie. He literally went to Todd Phillips' way of Hangover to Joker.
You know, when I first heard
That's
it,
yeah.
exactly, I was like, one minute, is this Suresh Triveni who's narrating this to me?
Yeah.
But I was blown. I loved the script. But I have to tell you, as an actor, it also made me extremely nervous to play Maya Menon. So I actually said no to the
There's something that can make Vidya Balan nervous.
film. You know, because I think it's about, because Maya comes across as someone who's morally ambiguous, and I'm not comfortable with that as an individual. So I think my own beliefs came in the way of me saying yes to the film. So I said no, but then thankfully better sense prevailed, and post the lockdown, I then said I wanted to revisit my decision. And thankfully, Suresh hadn't found anyone else yet. So I ended up doing the film.
That's so cool. For you, Shefali?
When I heard the... I read the script. He had given me a gist of it. I read the script and I said yes. It was really as simple as that. There was no thought that went into it. It was just a very strong gut feeling. And it was something that churned me inside out. And it was a no-brainer. In a flash, I said yes. I read it, I said yes. Finished.
I can completely understand that. I can completely. But then, these are two meaty characters. Two women